texts all hour, because this hour will be kind of fare heavy, as I said. Up next, we got him. That's the new butter sculptor. He was highlighted in the New York Times. They're paying attention. Jerry Culzer will be doing the butter sculpture. He joins us next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We need a quick pause. Then Adam and Jordana will continue on News Talk 830.
On the Audacy app. That's AUDACY, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Adam and Jordana.
Trying to keep those two under control, and it's tough. It's tough.
Adam and Jordana.
It's a very enjoyable listen.
On News Talk 830 WCCO.
Here's the headline in the New York Times, and I love it. His medium, salted butter. His craft, sublime. New York Times highlighting our Minnesota State Fair, and one of the things that people love about it is the butter sculpture of Princess K of the Milky Way. And this year, Jerry Culzer is the artist, and he hasn't been around that long, because as the article gets into, the previous longtime butter sculptor was stranded during the pandemic, and Jerry stepped in to take her place, and now it's become permanent. And we welcome him to the show on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jerry, thank you so much for the time. We know you are extremely busy. Take me through this, how you find yourself in this position now.
Well, a long time ago, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, 2018, I auditioned, and they gave me a 90-pound block of butter, and I got to carve a likeness out of that butter. Apparently, they liked what they saw. They called me back to work with Linda Christensen, and we worked together. It was just fantastic. And then, you know, they chose me. So what an honor it is to represent the farmers of this area.
Jerry, it's Jordana. Thank you so much for joining us. I have a lot of questions about this. So are you a sculptor? Yeah, this is so fascinating to me. Are you a sculptor by trade, and how did you get into it?
Well, I'm actually a teacher. I do sculpture on the side. I got into sculpting in college. My first ceramics class that I ever took, it was just fascinating to me, just the feel, the tactile feel of the clay. The professor then allowed me to be the studio assistant, where I was mixing clay, mixing glazes, and that just really cemented the fact that this is wonderful. And through lots of practice, I enjoyed it, and I got better and improved.
So tell me the difference. You mentioned texture and how important that is. What are the similarities between your normal items you use in sculpt, ceramics or clays, and butter? Is it... How similar is it, or to tell me, give me the challenges about sculpting in butter?
You know, butter, when it's soft, is very much like clay. I work with a water-based clay most of the time, unless I'm casting something in bronze, then we use an oil-based clay. But the water-based clay and a soft butter is very, very similar. But when we have the butter in the butter booth at 40 degrees, that's when it's more difficult. That's, you know, take a stick of butter out of the fridge and try cutting it in half. It takes some force. Well, this is a 90-pound block, and we're cutting through it, trying to shape it. And so the challenge is to really, you got to use some muscle. And I'm just amazed that Linda Christensen could do this for so many years. She was a strong woman.
Yeah, think about, like, you know, when you got a hot piece of toast and you got cold butter, you know, it's tough to spread. You want the softer butter. So, but you need, the butter needs to be at that temperature, because it's the time process, right? Otherwise, it would melt faster than you'd be able to sculpt it.
Right, that's true. And when you're doing sharp details like eyelids, things like that, you want something that's very firm. The clay I use for bronze casting is a very firm clay, and the smaller I work, the more firm I want that clay, so it can capture those sharp details without smudging or squishing.
We're speaking with Jerry Culzer on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He is the butter sculpture guy for the fair this year. So, Jerry, give us a little inside baseball here. How do you stay warm? And how do you get the girl? I mean, are the girls in the freezer with you? Is this a live thing? Or do you take a picture? Like, how do you sculpt them? David's laughing at me. I don't really know the process.
It's the best case scenario as a sculptor, because I have the live model in front of me the entire time that I work.
The muse.
And that is awesome, because I can ask them to turn their head or, you know, look up, look down, so I can see from any angle I need. And so we're doing this live in the dairy building at the fair.
But they must be freezing. Are they wearing like parkas?
Yeah, they're dressed up, and I've got layers. I've got three different layers on my upper body, three layers on my lower half. I wear sort of a rain suit. Linda Christensen told me that's the best thing to wear, and it is, truly, because the butter just falls right off, and we can wash off afterwards. So layers and layers. And my hands, I have two layers of gloves on my hands. I use freezer gloves like grocery store workers use. When they're working in the freezer, and so we try to stay warm. We take breaks once in a while.
Does this start tomorrow? So will you be doing this on site tomorrow, and people be able to watch you? Watch you as you work?
Yes. The butter booth will be spinning nice and slowly, and I'll be working. We start at 9 o'clock, so come on down to the dairy building and see the block of butter, and then come back later and see how it has evolved.
The booth turns?
Yeah, the booth turns. Yeah. It's amazing. And people ask, do I get dizzy? But it's moving so slowly, you don't even notice it.
I think Dave, by the way, Jerry, Dave is rolling his eyes with every question we ask. I think we were supposed to have known this already. I think we're failing and then we don't know this already. It's like, duh, of course it spurns. Have you ever been to the fair
Dave's
before?
The
I mean, come on.
See, Dave's okay. The expert,
you know,
sorry.
Some people might not know that, so it's good.
It sounds like a lot of pressure, Jerry. It sounds like a big job, and certainly you don't want to screw it up. Have you ever had like a faux pas, like where you sliced her arm off or you stabbed her in the eye and you had to restart?
No. I've only been doing this a few years, so nothing bad has happened yet. But knock on wood, let's make sure we keep it that way. The worst thing that's happened is I cut off too much of a nose, and I had to add a little bit of butter back to the nose to form it correctly.
Let me ask you this. There are different kinds of butter. Is there a certain kind of butter that is best for sculpting?
Yes, salted butter. Salted butter works better. It's nice to work with.
You ever just bring in some crackers and maybe, you know, have a little nosh?
You know, at the fair, they used to take the scraps of butter that Linda would carve off the butterhead, and they would put it on crackers and offer it to the people in the dairy building.
How long will it take for you to complete the Princess K's bust in the of butter?
So Princess K, I have 2 days to work, because there's a lot of interviews of the princess, a lot of interviews for me. And so we take the first 2 days of the fair to complete that. Every finalist after that is probably about 6 to 8 hours, depending on how many little breaks they have for interviews or whatever.
Well, I'm super invested. I cannot wait now to see. You guys are going to have to go take a video of the spinning case for me, because I need to see it all now.
Come on down for sure.
Were you surprised that the New York Times reached out to you about this?
Yeah. It was just what an honor, you know, to be recognized by such a prestigious paper. And really, you know what we're doing this for? This is not about me. This is about the farmers in our five-state area. You know, they're working tirelessly to bring these yummy products, you know, ice cream and butter. You know, they're working hard, and they work day in, day out. And that's why we're here. We're promoting the fact that that we have these saints, really, who work so tirelessly to bring us good food.
They do.
Amen.
Gary Culzer, the new butter sculpture guy. He is, it'll be his second year, but, you know, still a pro, sculpting his whole life. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Read about Gary in the Times.
Jerry.
But you can always use the rewind feature and hear the entire interview with Jerry Culzer. Jerry, really fascinating. Thank you for answering our stupid questions, and we cannot wait to see your art, my friend.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, that's a lot of pressure. It's spinning. He's sculpting live. He has to look good. You know, can't stab anybody or lob off a chin. It's a lot of work.
We've exposed ourselves, by the way. It's like, I forgive you because you're not from here. But I can't believe that I know that I've been to the butter booth and seen this.
I have too.
But I don't.
But maybe.
I didn't know it was spinning.
Live.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe we just go visit, not when he's making it. Maybe we just go and see it.
No, it spins all the time, whether he's making it or not. Because there's all of the butter heads around this huge circular freezer case. And then as it spins, that's how you get to see all of them. Because otherwise, you'd never see the ones in the back.
The previous.
It's probably been spinning since 1974, too. I don't know where you guys have been.
I do. One of my college classmates, Gustavus, became Princess Kay of the Milky Way, or was Princess Kay of the Milky Way. I should have known that, but anyway.
See?
Oh, well. Well.
I wonder if she was dizzy. If you run into her, ask her if she was very dizzy.
Pretty slow, I think. I just want to save my butter bust. 9:30 news.